This is Referees World.
Hello again and welcome to the Referees World podcast. My name's Darren Cullum and I'm a level 5 referee with Somerset FA. And this is PGMO assessor and Somerset FA accounting training officer, Richard Mellin.
Hello, Darren.
Okay, first up, we'd like to welcome all the new listeners that have recently discovered the podcast through the following mediums. Online at our brand new website, refereesworld.co.uk. iTunes, where you can download the podcast straight to your iPhone. And you can now follow us on Twitter at Referees World, and we'll read out some of the tweets a bit later on in the show. Can we also mention that last season was our first season of podcasts and we were originally targeting referees from the Somerset FA. However, it would appear that we seem to have picked up listeners from all over the UK and all over the world. In fact, 19 different countries to be exact. So, from here on in, we want to know what's going on where you are and not just in Somerset where we are affiliated. You can contact us direct through the website refereesworld.co.uk or you can follow us on Twitter at Referees World. The season's finished, but does that mean we can let down our guard in terms of fitness?
The season's finished. It's right to have a rest, in my view. From personal experience, that's what I did when I was on the list, and I believe everybody should do the same. But not too long a rest, otherwise you get a bit lazy and then you don't have that motivation to go back and have another go. So now we're preparing for the next season.
Okay, and that's the reason for this fitness special with the Referees World podcast. You can probably tell by now, we're outside in the elements, sunshine. Shining, it's a nice evening, a bit breezy, but that'll sort of cool us down when we get run ragged around the pitch in just a second. And whilst I go and do that, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of our special guest, Select Group Assistant Referee Mike Cairns, who's going to be taking the session along with Rich whilst I'm doing it. Okay, so I'm now going to hand you over to Rich and Mike while I just run myself ragged.
This is Referees World.
Hello, I'm Mike Cairns, Select Group Assistant Referee. I began refereeing back in 1989 on the parks in Coventry. Quickly went through the system, at which at that point was a class 3 to class 1. Achieved my class 1 then in 1991. Stepped into non-league football in that same year. Contributory league referee 1994. Football league line I think 1995. We were still called linesmen in those days. So 1995 football league line, and then promotion to select group or Premier League assistant referee in 1998. So I'm now, just received my letter last week, and we'll do my 14th consecutive season next year.
Best moment in refereeing?
Best moment in refereeing had to be Manchester United versus Arsenal. Whoever won the game back in 2002, whoever won the game took the Premier League title that evening. So I'd suggest that was always been my best game.
Worst moment in refereeing? We all have them.
Yes, it's not too long ago, is it, that Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur got caught at. I thought my eyes were better than my sprinting ability on the night. But it's one of those things, you have to make a decision. You've got a split second to make a decision. I felt I could see the whole of the goal line. Unfortunately, there were 40 cameras that had a better view than me on the day.
Okay, here we are. We're out on the field now with Mike. It's a six-week session. Mike, what are your thoughts about week one?
We talk about pre-season training being important to us, and that's essential for preparation for pre-season fitness testing. That's what these next 6 weeks are going to be all about. So we can ensure that we've got the aerobic level of fitness that we need going into that testing. As we go through our sessions over the next 6 weeks, we're going to increase that level of intensity and fitness, and we're going to develop the strength in order that we minimise injury or the risk of injury once the season starts. Again, as the sessions progress, we'll develop our speed and our endurance through anaerobic fitness, and again we'll continue to develop our strength as well as core stability in order that we're ready for when the season kicks in.
Okay, thanks for that, Mike. I'm going to talk to Adam Penwell. Adam's a level 3 referee this year. What are you thinking now, Adam?
Excited, anxious at the same time. So, as Mike said, rest for a couple of weeks. Not too much rest because we've got a fitness test on Sunday. So it's just getting back into it lightly and go from there.
Okay, that sounds like good preparation. Okay, I want to talk to Savas. Savas, you just stepped up to level 4. Give me your thoughts on what Mike's just said to you. Okay, I'll go on to somebody else that's not prepared as well then. Right, I want to talk to somebody else that's down with grassroots football. Richard Swain, he's stepping up to the plate. He wants to go for level 5 status. Richard, what are you thinking?
I'm nervous, I'm excited, but most of all I need to work on my fitness. That's the one thing that I'm worried about more than anything.
Okay, and you're currently level?
Level 6 at the moment, going for level 5.
Okay, that's a level 6 referee talking about working on his fitness.
And now every Tom, Dick and Harry wants to get his fingers in that pie.
Right, okay, first part of the warm-up done. Rich, how are you feeling? Because you look like you're about to die.
I'd like to find words to describe it, but you won't publish it on air, would you?
No.
Good warm-up. Thanks, Mike. I'll see you guys later.
Rich is going to sit at the bar for the next half an hour. What do you describe, or how would you describe Rich's performance?
That just goes to demonstrate what happens when you don't train on a regular basis. So to any of our colleagues that are listening to this, really, that's the message. You know, you can't referee to get fit. You've got to get fit to referee. And we've just done there a 15-minute warm-up session, which started with some, you know, some simple jogs and then some, what we call some dynamic stretching activities, you know, some sideways running, some, you know, and backwards running, some over the gates, etc. And then we finished it off with very much just some quick short blasts, you know, through 20, 40 and 60 metres. So now we're ready for the main event.
Okay, here we are. We're out here doing the run again. We've just finished the 12 minutes, 2,000 metre run. That was the target for this evening, our first session. I'm going to have a chat now with Robin Connolly. Robin's a level 5 referee looking to progress. Robin, this is your first fitness session. What are you thinking?
It's good. It's hard. I'm just injured at the moment, so I've only done a couple of laps. So it's good to come and see what it's like first.
Okay. What are your aims? Is it a short-term thing or a long-term?
No, this will be a long term. I want to get my level 4 this year. Hopefully I've been refereeing a long time now, so it's time for me to get fit and do it.
Okay, how serious would you consider pre-season fitness?
This year, very serious for me, because I'm getting old now, so I need to get super fit. So,
how old are you, Robin?
39, coming up to 40.
Is that old? I'm not so sure. I know what old is.
This is Referee's World.
Well, that's the first piece of the aerobic fitness session all over. And we've just done there 12 minutes, just a 12-minute steady run, between around about 85 and 90% max heart rate. Now, ideally, I'd have liked to have done it twice, but one of the things is we also want to give the guys some variety, look at some other things they can do, because we're only going to do this session once a week, but ideally, the boys need to be doing, you know, maybe up to 3 or 4 sessions a week. Minimum 3, 4's ideal, 5 would be outstanding. And, you know, that requires a combination of recovery sessions as well as the aerobic and anaerobic training. So what I'm going to do next is we're just taking on board fluids now. That's another important part of our training, to ensure that we rehydrate our bodies, take on some fluids, 5-minute rest, and then we're going to do ourselves a bit of an endurance special, a bit of speed now. Not going to break our necks. We're going to do it probably around about 80% maximum, but just get those legs now looking for the sprint and trying to find out where we find back where we left off last season from a sprinting perspective.
Richard Swain, we talked to him earlier in the session, just before we're about to start. How are you feeling now, Rich? You look as though you're blowing a bit.
I feel like you look, Rich.
That's not the comment you're supposed to make. However, tell me how you really feel.
Knackered. It was hard work.
Is it what you expected?
No, it's what I expect. I've done a few already. I've done 3 mock tests. 2 of them didn't pass and 1 of them I did. So I know how hard it is, and hopefully this session over the next 6 or 7 weeks should make it easier.
And you're willing to push yourself then?
Absolutely.
I think that's the important thing that everybody needs to realise. And Darren, you just made the comment a few moments ago. Isn't it easier to train with a group? You know, going out and doing this on our own, you know, on the road, you know, on the local playing field, it's a killer. And when it gets hard, you stop. Whereas with your group of friends, you push each other, you motivate each other through the training session. So it's great to see that we've got some new blood with us. And again, this isn't just about, you know, professional football and referees getting ready to be able to officiate at the professional game. This is helping our younger colleagues prepare themselves for a season that could be all about their promotion, their next step, their next level, and then being ready ready to officiate at that level versus getting to that level and not being able, not being fit enough to referee within their comfort zone. So, you know, congratulations to the young guys that have joined us this evening and being part of this training event.
We're literally in the final straight now of our first fitness session, and first time rookie trainee Kevin Moore is going to tell me a little bit of how he currently feels. What was your expectation before you arrived?
Well, I didn't really know what to have because I've never actually been to one of these sessions before, and I'm finding it's definitely a hard workout.
Christian Gould is another man who's shown his smiley face. He's standing underneath a cap. Christian, what do you feel?
I don't feel too bad. I've been told that first session of the 6-week course wouldn't be too bad, so I wasn't overly concerned. Mike's there nicely broke us in, so quite looking forward to next week and then going on from there, really, and just hopefully improve my fitness before the fitness test.
This is Referees World.
Right, you can probably tell just by the sound that we've come from outside. It's a little warmer in the changing rooms. Rich, can you put a towel on, please? First of all, Mike, thanks very much for your help with this today. Just explain the importance of what we've done for those that may be thinking about going for promotion this season and keeping fitness up through the summer.
Yeah, it is important, and you know, we've just had a wrap up there, and we've talked through with some of the guys on how they're feeling, what it means to them, and absolutely right is that the ability to get fit to referee rather than, you know, referee to get fit, as it were. But you know, the guys tonight put an hour and a quarter in. We started with a very good warm up, so everybody was ready for it. 15 minute warm up. We've then done our 12 minute continuous run, and then we've done some high intensity runs thereafter, and a good warm down, bit of handball, bit of fun just to finish things off, and then some static stretching. So great night for all. The lads are all feeling a bit tired and so forth, as you'd expect, but a lot of hard work. But tomorrow they'll feel sore again, but by Wednesday they'll start to feel the benefit as they move into their next session.
Tell us about the importance of warming down, because there's a lot of people that just don't bother, and I have to be honest, I'm guilty as hell for that.
Yeah, I mean, warming down, I mean, it's one of those things, because a lot of times after games we never really get the opportunity, but warming down is equally important. It allows you to relieve the stress in the muscles, you know, gently warm them down, and by tomorrow, I mean, what we're looking to eliminate is the lactates forming in our muscles, which is what makes us feel tired, stiff and lazy the following day. And you know, we've talked about an active recovery session possibly tomorrow as well. Take the dog for a walk, go for a quick swim or a cycle, again just to get some warmth into the muscles, and that's what the warm down is equally good for. And again, it also avoids the risk of injury, those soft tissue injuries that at this stage of the season cost us a week or two, which is invaluable time as we all head to our fitness sessions.
Rich?
Yeah, Mike, I want to ask a question about supporting fitness sessions. If colleagues are not able to commit to a full fitness session two or three times a week, what would be supplementing a fitness session after tonight?
After tonight, it really is a case of getting something in, you know, to not do nothing within 1 week and wait for the next. Again, to continue just be doing high intensity work, again, is risk of injury. So again, a gentle session, whether it be a walk or a cycle, at least do something that gets you're doing, or a swim, anything of that nature is equally good. But again, get out there around the track now and do that one session. Hopefully the tonight has motivated the guys to say, wow, training can be fun, you know, whether it's in a group or an individually.
Serious question here, and whilst I'm aiming it at you, it's an answer that everybody, I think, should be aware of. What motivates you at this particular time of the season?
Yeah, it's a great question, Rich, because, you know, as I said earlier, I've been refereeing now over 20 years. This is year 22, and I've been doing fitness tests for probably 19 of those seasons. The biggest motivation for me is I want to be on the fixtures on the opening day of the season. You know, that's what this is all about, is being ready. You know, everybody is excited and wants to be there on the opening day, and that's the motivator for me.
Just a quick one, Mike. How would fitness sessions change across the world? Because we're actually getting a lot of listeners now in different parts of the world. So their style of training may be very different, or is there a box standard routine that every FA would sort of take out and push towards their referees?
Yeah, that's a great question, because years ago, you know, 20 years ago, we'd have all gone out with a dog, run around the streets for half an hour and felt that it was a good session. And what would I have been doing? Probably plodding and maybe doing myself more damage. programmes I'm working on over the next 6 weeks are a courtesy of the PGMOL and their sports scientists. So you know, we have the benefit of working with as select group match officials. So you know, we get prescribed routines which you know are shared by those guys, and these are routines now that are practiced over UEFA, through FIFA, through their refereeing instruction. So it's great to be able to bring that down to grassroots and help our colleagues as they grow in the game and be ready for the professional game, even if they're fortunate to make that level.
Yeah, Mike, I've got another question here. I noticed you were wearing a heart rate monitor this evening. What is the feedback that you get by using one of these?
Yeah, the purpose of the heart rate monitor is twofold. One, it lets me see how hard I'm training, because again, as I can do myself an injury if I'm training too much too hard. So it allows me to balance my sessions between medium as well as high and maximum intensity. Also, as a select group or even as a national group assistant referee, we have to submit our training data on a fortnightly basis to the sports scientists within the PGMOL. They analyse our data to look at whether we're working too hard or we're not doing enough, and they'll offer us guidance, you know, both pre-season and throughout the season for our training programmes.
Where would you think that our colleagues might need to introduce a heart rate monitor into their particular part of the career?
I would suggest that any of our colleagues who has aspiration to make that level should invest in a heart rate monitor, because again, am I working myself too hard? And that's the real big thing they should be looking at. But anybody that really wants to look at improving their fitness, you know, 4 to 3, even 5 to 4, yeah, you know, anyone that's looking to improve their fitness, reach the next level, would be encouraged by the data they can read from a heart rate monitor.
Mike Cairns, thanks very much.
Delighted, and time for me to go and have a shower now. Thank you.
I was going to say, you do smell a bit.
Well, surprise, surprise. The Swedes figured out how to make something other than meatballs.
It's the Referees World podcast, and we've had a bit of a summer fitness training session today. We're in the showers now with Richard Mellin. That's a hell of a body you got there, Rich.
Thanks, Dan.
Hell of a body. How are you feeling after that, mate?
I'm starting to seize up. I'm too old to be doing this, perhaps, but I've still got that want to do things like this.
I'm standing at a distance because I don't want to get too close to a naked Richard and I get covered in water. I never thought I'd say I'd have a shower with Richard, but there you go, it's happened. You can listen to the podcast either on iTunes, just search for Referees World. You can listen online, that's refereesworld.co.uk. And you can follow us if you like, and we'll give you regular updates as to what's happening on Referees World. And you'll find us and you can follow us at Referees World. We've got a few of your tweets coming up in just a sec. I just need to let Rich get dry.
This is Referees World.
It's the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellin. And I thought it was only fair to do a few mentions for the people that have decided to follow us on Twitter. At Referees World, we've got loads and loads and loads. So we're not going to get through all of them, okay? And this is just a selection that I've got here, Rich. So we can start from the top. Paul Jones from Chepstow in South Wales. He joined us first and started following us and stalking us.
Hello, Paul from Chepstow.
We've got Colin Miles, didn't say where he was. These guys here have been really helpful. Accrington Stanley, go on, say it.
Accrington Stanley, who are they?
The guys at Accrington Stanley RA have been very helpful. They've been spreading the news about the Referees World podcast. So we'd like to say a big thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
Stephen Green, he listens to the podcast in Reading. Here's our first one from across the pond.
We think Gary Minchell is from the USA. Welcome, yeah. Gary.
Thanks a lot, Gary. John King, now he's the guy that I told you about when we first got on Twitter. John King, I understand, is with Derby FA, is that right?
I think he's in Derbyshire somewhere, yes. John W. King, if I remember the tweet, as I think it. I saw.
John's been very helpful. In fact, he's been listening to Referees World now for some months, and he actually blogged a piece about the show on his own website. And you can go to John's website. I think it's only fair that we share each other's websites and blogs and all that sort of stuff. And you'll find John's at www.the-referee.com.
Yeah, good luck with that, John. Here we have another one. Rory Sadler from Hartlepool.
Dalston Savage. I'm not quite sure where Dalston's from.
Dalston Savage, that sounds like a place. I don't know if it's a real person. Dalston, if you're there, let us know where you're from.
Sean Morgan Smith. Sean's actually, he's from the south of England, okay, but he's actually working in Saudi, and he had some problems getting onto the internet to listen to the downloads because of certain restrictions in that part of the world. I won't repeat what he said, but
Sean Morgan Smith, he's from Yeovil.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
the over a barrel.
out there.
Ali from South Wales, welcome. Paul Bell, Aussie ref. Now, is he an Aussie ref from Oz? Because he's got down here, Blackburn fan and level one FA tutor. So tell us a little bit more about Aussie ref, Paul Bell.
And one final one for this batch, Neil Gillespie. He listens to the podcast in Northern Ireland.
Yes, that's Alan Snoddy country. Oh, I can't remember when Alan was on the list, but in the 90s, he was on the FIFA list for representing Northern Ireland. So there we are. We have another colleague from Northern Ireland listening, Neil Gillespie.
And for those of you that are following that we haven't yet mentioned, we will get to you over the coming weeks and coming months on the Referees World podcast. If you'd like to follow us, you can do. Just follow us at Referees World on Twitter. And don't forget, if you have any questions for us for future podcasts, because the new series of podcasts will start at the beginning of the new season, which will be in August, then you can email us from the website, refereesworld.co.uk. Rich has one final point.
Yeah, what we're going to do for the podcast in the coming season, we're going to start highlighting referees societies, and we're going to start with Bath RA. So all my Bath colleagues up there, Chaz O'Neill, Paul Holbrow, Tony Phillips, look out, I'm going to be having a chat with you sometime about your society, and then we're going to do other society features after that.
And if you know somebody who hasn't yet heard the Referees World podcast, just bung them a little email, send them a text and let them know where we are, and we'll catch you again next time.
The download is complete.